Good morning, church. Good morning. So this first song does come with a little prerequisite. We're waking you up very early this morning. So this first song does have actions. You may join in if you wish. Irfan would be very happy if you did. He loves this song. So please stand or sit as you feel comfortable and join us in this new song, I Thank God. Thank you. Please do take your seats. So this was one of our songs that we learnt at Limitless. We absolutely love it, actually. It was an amazing time, and we've got a little video to show you in a bit about some of the things that we got up to. Before I do that, we've got just a few notices. For today, the road, the high street is being closed for Sittingbourne Carnival. About 1 o'clock it's being closed. So if your car is down the high street, maybe make sure that you're out of the church by about 12:30. Just make sure while you're having your teas and coffees, you keep an eye on the time and move it by about then. We also have some cake from Sylviane and Ben's wedding. Sylviane and Ben, if you didn't know, got married yesterday. Can we give them a round of applause, please? From all accounts, the wedding was amazing and the cake is lovely, so please do stay and enjoy that after the service as well. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for bringing us here. We thank you for the week that we've had, whether it was a holiday club week, whether it was a busy week, work, maybe it was a very lazy week. Whatever week we've had, Lord, we thank you for bringing us to this place. To bring us in service of you, to be willing and open to your will. Lord, just open our hearts. Let us get what we need from this service, what you are wanting to speak to us, even if it's hard for us to hear. Lord, let us be open to listening and to come away with what you want us to learn. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we'll start with Limitless. We've got a little video from one of our young adults made this video, sort of recapping all of what we did at Limitless. It doesn't encapsulate everything. It can't possibly, but it was a really great time, and I think you'll see that through this video. Thanks, guys. No worries. We'll go to the songs and we'll try and fix that in a bit if that's okay. Are we there? That's fine. We'll let it play. Of how lively it was. That's the main thing, really, Bill. So today we're talking about being made to worship. Sal is coming up to speak to us about that. So a lot of the songs that I've picked for today are praise songs, worship songs, really laying into that, really just glorifying God. So our first song, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, leading into praise. We have one more song before we take a break, and this one is a lot slower. Please do take a breath. When the music fades, we're talking about coming back to worship, being made to worship, and if you know me, you know I love this song, Heart of Worship. It's really bringing everything back to what really matters, what's really important, and that is just worshiping and glorifying God. Let's please stand and sit, or sit and sing this with us.
Your heart, I'll bring you.
Praise you for your glory. We praise you for your power. And we thank you that you are all we need. Lord, we just bless your name. Amen. Please take us. Okay. That very important time of the church service. Do we have any children who have had a birthday in the past week or are going to have one in the next week? I haven't checked, so I don't actually know. Yes, absolutely. What's a nice birthday was? Do you mind if I say? Do you mind if I say?
What?
When your birthday and everything?
Oh, Friday.
Yeah. What's a nice birthday was on Friday. Thank you, what's a nice. We will sing happy birthday to you. Do we have happy birthday to you? Happy birthday. I'm going to do the quickest recap ever of Holiday Club. We had a completely jam-packed week where Bev led us from the front and we had lots of fun making things and playing things and learning more about Jesus. We went from the very beginning of his life on Monday to his death and resurrection on Friday. And we were completely sea-themed, all looking at deep sea divers and diving deep into God's word. We have some printouts and sheets over there for you that are on theme, if you would like to take any away, any of our children. I'll show you some of the things that we were making. As we were learning about Jesus' miracles, we learned about him walking on water and telling Peter to come out with him. And that was really powerful, I think, because the children, while knowing about Jesus' miracles, I think, really understanding that that was also a welcome for them to come to him. That was also really amazing. We also learned about the man who was paralyzed and learned that Jesus can put lots of things back together. This puzzle that we made was showing all the things that we want God to keep together. Children drew all sorts of things, their friends and family, the world. It was really lovely to see them really engage with all of that. We are now going to sing an action song. We have to sing an action song. This one was one of the favorites from Holiday Club. It's I Love Ya. And could we get the words on? And I'll just run you through the actions. So. Get the words first and everybody take a stand. We'll go through this. I might have spiky hair. Spiky hair, a dimply chin, pointy ears and a cheeky grin, but Jesus says to me, I love you. Because he made me in a special way, according to his plan. And Jesus looks inside my heart, that's who I really am. And then the last line, so I've got clapping hands, arms to raise, and dancing feet for all my days, a little wiggle on the foot is fine. Because Jesus says to me, I love you. Give it a go. Let's go for it, guys. Thank you. We've got just one more song for you now before Sal comes to speak. And again, this one is really just about praising God for his might, his power, and worshiping him. My Jesus, my Savior.
out when you're ready.
Let's just pray for Sal as he comes up. Dear God, we've already asked to open our hearts, open our minds to what you have to say with this service. We now just pray that you give Sal the words, you lead him where you want, even if it's off his sheet, even if it's something different to what he was intending to say. We pray that you speak through him and that he is ready and willing and open to give that message to us. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. I'm Sal. Thank you so much for having me. A massive thank you to Reverend Nathan and Anne as well for giving me this opportunity. And Ricky as well, who's my adopted cousin, though he's my wife's cousin, so I'm family as well. So I'm just going to open with today's verse, which is Psalm 29, verse 1 and 2. And it says, ascribe to the Lord your heavenly being, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength, ascribe to the Lord the glory in his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for your word. I just pray today, Lord God, that as I have this opportunity to share, that you would just bring a word, Lord God, that causes people to become more for you in the name of Jesus. That as we leave this place, we will all be challenged, but we will be more for you in Jesus' name. As we learn that we were created to worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And this church, for me, we've been here a few times now. It feels like home, it feels like family, and you know, which is really amazing. And also, there's no perfect church. Like, we're all of the same team here in Jesus. There's no church that's better than any other church. We're all in the same church. So today, I'm on my own. My wife's with my daughter at Big Church Day Out. And did anybody go to Big Church Day Out? We just usually go to there, yeah. And my son's with my mum, so I'm riding solo. Actually, my friend Dave's at the back there as well. So, I love fun, I love games, so I've got a quick game to start with, if that's okay. I'm just going to borrow Zach and Emily. Zach and Emily. Come on, let's give them a round of applause. Okay, you've got a dart. There you go. So this game is really, really simple, but it's going to need your interaction as well. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Zach and Emily to get something from the church, yeah? So it's the first person that brings it back. So for example, if I said, can you get me a blue pen? They would have to go to the church and get a blue pen. Now this is where you guys come in. You need to help. So like, if you've got a blue pen, like, don't just like hold it in your hand, like, keep it to yourself. You will get it back. Just give it to them, and it's the first person back that gets the point. All right, so we've got like girls versus boys. Let's hear it for Emily. Let's hear it for Zach. Okay. Does everybody understand?
Yeah.
You did? Okay. Please be careful for what nobody drinks or anything like that. All right, we'll start. The first thing we need, so remember, you guys, if you've got it, lift it up so they can come and get it. All right. The first thing we need, we'll go for a red pen. Go, red pen. You're going to go into the chair, somebody must have a red pen. Red. And that's 1-0 to the girls. Let's go, man. Alright, the second thing, which is, I'm sure you'll find this one, is a Bible. Go, a Bible.
Go, that Bible.
Love the professionalism. Love that. That is great. Alright, so it's 1-1. Great one. Right, this might be a tricky thing. Alright, the next thing we need is a toy, a child's toy.
Yeah.
come. Zach said it's a raffle. Well done to Emily, that is 2-1 to the game.
And we're all created, we're all made to worship.
to give worship and honour to Jesus. And everyone in the world worships something or someone. And if it's not Jesus, it's something else. And in our lives as well, I think, what else? As we go through today, I just want you to think, what else could that be? If Jesus is not number one in your life, including myself, what else is taking up more of my attention than Jesus himself? But as we go through this, I just want to just touch on a few thoughts. So what is worship? What is worship? In the Greek, there's a word called proskuneo, which means a kiss. And it's giving honor to someone, showing devotion and reverence to God. And this could be by kneeling or bowing. But in the Old English, it comes from this term called worship, giving worth to something or someone. So from that 2 points there, we know, okay, so it's giving honor to someone, but it's also giving them worth. And in the Bible, worship isn't music or singing. This is very important. It's an attitude of the heart that expresses reverence, submission, love, and awe toward God. In Matthew 15, 8 to 9, Jesus is saying this. He says this, but he's still quoted words from Isaiah. It says, people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And I never want that. I never want to just honor God with my lips, but my heart is far away from him. So remember we said, worship now isn't just about the singing, the music. It's an attitude of the heart. Everybody say, I'll pay to worship.
I'll pay to worship.
Excellent. Psalm 86:11. One of my favorite verses says, grant me purity of heart so that I may honor you. So what the psalmist is saying here is, grant me purity of heart, God, so I can honor you. It's not saying, God, give me a great voice so I can worship you. It's saying, grant me purity of heart so that I can honor you. Our heart needs to be right. And there's a great scripture in John 4:23-24 that talks about worship. And I'm just going to read it. So John 4:23-24. Are you still with me?
Yeah.
Awesome. Alright. And it says, yet a time is coming, and has now come, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. In what? In spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. Don't we want to be the worshippers that the Father seeks? That's who I want to be. And this scripture is really interesting because it says to worship him in spirit and in truth. The truth being properly informed. At the same time, worship must be in truth that is properly informed. So knowing who God is. And how do we know who God is? What do we do? Yes, excellent. Reading the word, spending time with him, spending time in his presence. But this verse where it says, in spirit, that is engaging the whole heart. Unless there's a real passion for God, there's no worship in spirit, which is engaging our whole heart. And we learned earlier that passion for God has consumed David. Are we passionate enough about Jesus to engage everything in our lives to give him glory and praise? And as we go through, we'll understand more that it's more about singing. It's more than that. It could be praying. It could be serving others. My mum, she's an amazing cook. And she does like this incredible, like, spicy thing. But she sort of blesses people. She just makes food for somebody and just hands it over. But that is an act of worship. It's a great attitude of the heart. And it's like, God, you've given me this gift, and I'm going to use it to bless others. Worship is not limited to just one act as such. But it's done properly when the heart and attitude are in the right place. Everybody say, I was made to worship.
I was made to worship.
1 John 5:21 says this. It says, dear children. So now we know, actually, worship is about honor, giving honor and worth to God. It's an attitude of the heart. It's more than singing. And I just really want you to catch this. So 1 John 5:21 says this. Dear children, keep away from anything that might take God's place in your heart. What a verse. 1 John 5:21. Dear children, keep away from anything that might take the place of God in your heart. All right? And we know that the devil is sneaky. You know, he's sneaky. He's not going to tempt you with things you don't like. He's going to tempt you with things that you do like. So what has taken the place of God in your heart? Or what has stolen the place of God in your heart? I'm just going to share a few things here. So I love football. I love football so much. Like, I can't get enough of football. I love sport, especially football. And this has been bad, but I'll confess. But I sort of planned my life based on football. So my wife Nick will be like, oh, we're going out next week. And I'll be like, okay. Oh, actually, I'm fine. Like, do we have to? Can we make it earlier? Because Liverpool are playing Man United. Like, I want to watch it. And I literally planned my life. And at times, she was like, Sal, like, just check yourself. She was like, are you spending more time with football than with football? Yeah? And actually, this actually is a real story. Because next week, we have a baptism. One of our friends baptism, the gay man baptized at the beach. But I don't know if you know, like, Liverpool are playing Arsenal next week. That's a big game. So I'll be at baptism. Yeah. But this is what I mean. Like, football is a great passion, it's a great desire, but actually I need to check myself. Has that taken the place of God in my life? Mobile phones! Hello! Mobile phones! Alright, there's a great thing on your phone. You don't have to do it now, but there's a bit where you can, I'm sure a lot of people know this as well, you can go and have a look at your screen time, how long you're spending, and it is frightening. I mean, it is absolutely frightening how much we just naturally spend and that sort of thing. But all these things are good. All these things are good, but they can't take the place of God in our lives. We can't be giving that thing all our time and effort and sort of worship rather than Jesus himself. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. It's got to be him first, and all these things will be added unto you. Does anybody play video games? No? Watch films? Yeah? Yeah? That sort of stuff. But again, some people spend hours and hours on video games, and that's fine, but we still need to be making time for Jesus. Everybody say, I was made to worship. Relationships, they're a great thing. God has blessed us with relationships. He has blessed us with, wives and husbands and children and friends and family, and that's all really, really good. But actually, that cannot take the place of Jesus in my life. Friends are really good. I have friends, Dave is a friend, but he's become family. We have loads of friends that have become family. And this is a short message, yeah, especially young people. Who you mix with, you become. So make sure that the friendships that you are gaining, they are making you a better person. They shouldn't be making you worse. They should be making you better, and you should be making them better. Same with the relationship as well. The job of me and my wife is for her to make me more for God, not less. And it's my job to make her more for God, not less. So who you mix with, you become. And these sort of friendships and stuff are really, really good. But they can never take the place of Jesus in our hearts. He is the one that we worship. He is the only one worthy and deserving of our worship. Some people love the gym. They love their job. And that's all good stuff. But it's got to be balanced. And it's got to be him first. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Who do you think is the greatest footballer of all time?
Lionel Messi.
No, can't. It's Cristiano Ronaldo. Cristiano Ronaldo. So, I love Cristiano Ronaldo. Like, I love him. I have his shirt, I have his socks, I have his aftershave. Like, I have a mug, I have like two Cristiano Ronaldo mugs. I love Ronaldo so much. But he doesn't even know I exist. But what I'm saying is that, you know, there's people out there, celebrities, whoever, but they're not worthy of worship. It's only Jesus. He's the only one that is worthy of worship. And we say this great thing in our worship team and in our church. We say that worship is more than a Sunday. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. And I really need you to get that today. That worship is more than just a Sunday. It is a lifestyle. And this is one of our main verses here. And it comes from Romans 12, 1 to 2. If you'd like to turn there, we can. But it's Romans 12, 1 to 2. So we say that worship is a lifestyle. And it says this, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. I'm going to read one time. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters. So Paul is saying, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. It doesn't say to just offer songs, this is your true and proper worship. It says to offer your body as a living sacrifice,
holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. So we're just going to break the scripture down a little bit. So in view of God's mercy, the mercies of God, what is that? So for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. So that is the mercy of God. He sent Jesus to die for us. And because of that great mercy and kindness, Paul is saying, in view of God's mercy, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. So with everything that we have, with all that we have, with our whole heart, with our whole life, with all we do, that is our worship unto him. The Sunday stuff is good, the singing and praising is good and very important. But there's no point in me honouring God here on a Sunday or in the week singing and praising God, but then I'm treating my wife like rubbish for the rest of the week. Do you get what I'm saying? There's no point in me praising God, hallelujah, he's worthy, but then cheating on my taxes. Do you see what I'm saying? They have to go hand in hand. They have to align my heart and my worship. And this is what we're looking at. That everything that we do, our life should honour him. In what we watch, in what we listen to, is that honouring God? I used to love watching like slapstick comedies, but actually, like, would I watch that with Jesus sitting next to me? Probably not. So I'd have to change, actually, I can't watch that anymore. The idea of Christianity is a lifestyle of worship. So shouldn't we be becoming more like Jesus? If I wouldn't watch that with Jesus next to me, surely then that's not appropriate. It's not right. Do you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or if I wouldn't listen to that in the car with Jesus, surely that's not what I should be listening to. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah? Everybody say, I was made to worship. And this verse just sums it all up. This is our worship. If worship is honour to him, then my life should honour him in everything that I do. And this great worship leader, Dali Chek, who actually sang a couple of songs today, I did it, the team did really well, and Danny, well done, that was amazing, you know, that's not really well done. But Dali Chek says this, she says that we should live our lives as a thank you unto God. And I think that's so beautiful. Like, actually, God, in the way I treat others, I want to honour you as a form of worship. In the way I live my life, I want that to be a form of worship unto you. Everybody say, I've made to worship. We're just coming in for a landing today. And I want you to know that as much as we've looked at different things here today, God is not up there with a big stick like saying, oh, you shouldn't work there. He's up there. He's a loving father. If my children came up to me and they messed up, they're like, Dad, like, I really messed up there. As much as they are consequences for actions, it doesn't change the fact that I adore them, I love them. And that's the same with God. And that was on my heart this week, that I don't know if there's people here thinking, you know what, God's there with a stick, he's like, yeah, he's not that. He's a loving father. He's a loving father that loves you so much, has great plans and purposes for you. And we all mess up. But let's go to him and say, God, you know what, I messed up. Help me to live a life of worship that is honouring unto you. And my final scripture here is 2 Chronicles 20. And I just think that everybody goes through personal battles, but this is one of my favourite stories in the entire Bible. People love stories about, you know, Noah's Ark baby, or Paul and Silas in prison where, you know, they worshipped and the chains fell off. But this is my favourite story in the whole Bible. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, I'm just going to summarise it. So it's 2 Chronicles 20. And there's this king called King Jehoshaphat, and he's the king of Judah. And he's like a really nice king, he's doing really well. But anyway, he gets word that three armies are coming to attack him and his people. So this is 2 Chronicles 20. And he's like, whoa, three armies are coming to attack me. Like, I don't know what to do. But the first thing he does is he inquires of the Lord. So he goes in and he's like, God, like, I don't know what to do here. Like, show me what to do. And how many of us, when we go through personal battles, the first thing we do is try and fix it rather than go to God? So I encourage you today, go to God. So anyway, King Jehoshaphat goes to God, and he says, God, like, I don't know what to do, like, show me. And then God, like he always does, answers to this prophet, Jehiziel. And Jehiziel comes in and he says, Jehoshaphat, hold up. God is saying, you don't need to fight this battle. The battle is the Lord. Just stand firm, take up your position, and see the victory of the Lord. So Jehoshaphat's like, okay. And with us, that's what we need to do. Stand firm, take up your positions. It doesn't mean, you know, we're going out to battle to fight, but your positions are spending time in God's house, spending time in his word, in his presence, spending time with people that are going to lift you up. That is your position. Spending time in worship. That is your position. So Jehaziel says, take up your position, stand firm, and see the victory of the Lord. So anyway, Jehoshaphat then starts marching towards the battle. He gets all the men together. They say goodbye to their wives and their children, thinking, you know what, we're probably going to die here. Like, it's three armies against one. And they begin to march towards the battle. And it's an incredible story. And then they begin marching towards the battle. And what a leader this guy is, Jehoshaphat. He says, hey, hold up. I've got an idea. Let's sing. Like, I mean, I'm sorry, but who would want to sing? Like, when you're thinking, you know what, I'm going to die. But he's like, no, I've got a good idea. Let's sing. And they sing, for the Lord is good, and his faithful love endures forever. And in that moment, those men might be thinking, well, where is God in all of this? Where is he? I cannot sing that. I don't want to sing that. But they begin to sing. And that's the same thing with us. Sometimes we go to battles, we're thinking, God, where are you? Like, where are you in this battle? But he is with you. Keep worshiping. Keep praising. So they begin to sing, for the Lord is good, and his faithful love endures forever. And verse 22, 2 Chronicles 20:22 says this. At the very moment they began to sing, God caused the other armies to fight against themselves. So the other armies begin to fight against themselves. So when Jehoshaphat and his men get to the battlefield, there's nothing but dead bodies. They didn't even actually lift a sword. Their battle was won in their praise and in their worship. And as you go through life, in the week, wherever you're going through, I encourage you. Sometimes, yes, it's difficult. Worship is sometimes a thing of faith. But just praise God, worship. All right, God, I've got no money in my account, but I'm still going to praise and worship you and trust that you will come through for me. Lord, I am absolutely broken, but I'm still going to praise and worship you. And something amazing happens in worship. Corrie Ten Boom said this. She said, if you look to the world, you'll be depressed. But if you look to God, you'll be at rest.
Amen?
Amen? And this morning, in your life, I encourage you to live those lifestyles of worship, both on a Sunday, but also especially in your daily life, in how we treat others, in how we honor one another, in what we watch and what we do. Let us live lives that will honor God in true worship. And that is what we are made to do, to give him glory and praise and honor in our lives. And with every head bowed, every eye closed, I'm just going to pray as we round up. Father, I thank you that you have created us. But you have created us, O Lord, to be true worshippers, Lord. I ask that we be worshippers that worship you in spirit and in truth, O Lord. Where that we would engage our whole heart with everything that we are. That we wouldn't just honor you with our lips and our hearts be far away from you, but they would all be in sync in the name of Jesus. I pray that we would honor you with everything that we are. I pray, O Lord, even for today, the areas where they need to change. I pray that you help us to do that in Jesus' name. I thank you that you have a plan and a purpose for every single person in this room, God, and that you are a loving Father. And as we leave here today, O Lord, help us to live in the fact that we were created to worship and live lifestyles of worship that honor you always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, God bless you.
Thank you, Sal, so much. I do apologise if earlier you couldn't hear me. I had forgotten to switch on my mic. So if you ever can't hear me, please do just give me a wave. It's probably that. I really love that worship is not just a Sunday thing, it's a through the week thing. And this last song really speaks about that, because I think through the week it can be difficult to, where you're facing difficult situations, where you're maybe in a hard job or going to a school that you don't like or whatever it is, I think there are so many challenges. But this song, in the bridge especially, says, come on my soul, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song. You've got a lion inside of your lungs. Even through all these things, we get up and we praise the Lord. And so please stand and sing this last song with us, Gratitude.
Oh, my gratitude.
out into the rest of this week, that we are just in service for you. We live our lives, we give our whole soul, our whole body, everything to you. Amen. Thank you very much. Please do join us in the lounge for teas and coffees. I thank God. Oh, they're gonna have me. I thank God, yeah. you very much, both. Thank you for bringing your energy.
Oh, I'm going to dance.
I'm going to run.